This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number two. Get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by, where is it? There, nope, that's not it. Where is it? Where is it? We'll call it this one. Brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunWorks.com. Joining me for the first time, and a disclaimer, he has been training intensely, which means he's been yelling over gunfire for the last 9 days. Joining me from Sage Dynamics is the chief instructor and CEO and fellow bald guy, Aaron Cowan. Good evening, sir. He's still there, right? Now I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Ben, we're going to have to get this fixed. There's something about this. It's not you that's doing it. It's the phone system that's doing it. It happens with everybody. It happens with everybody. I give everybody a great introduction, and then I bring them up, and they're not there. I just fall flat on my face. It is. Anyway, you've been doing a lot of training, Aaron?
Yeah, I have. I'm actually just yesterday finished pretty much 9 days straight, so I got a short break before I hit the road again.
Where are you going?
Next class is in Indiana.
I've never asked you this. Are you married?
I am not.
Well,
I have a long-term live-in girlfriend, but we're not married.
It's about the same thing, though, when you're taking off. Does she travel with you? No.
No, no.
I didn't think so. Anyway.
She has a career of her own, so it's not really conducive.
You're used to training people that I'm sure a lot of people that come to you are already quite accomplished to a certain degree when they're coming to you for advanced training anyway.
I see a basic skill level because I'm not the kind of instructor you'd seek out if you literally don't know anything about guns. If you literally just bought your first gun, you've never shot it, I'm not that instructor. I can teach at that level, but there's so many other instructors out there that do it so much better. I don't offer those classes. So for me, my entry level classes all begin at, you've never done any defensive type shooting before. So that's where I start.
Right. Now, here's the thing though. Here's the problem that I have. Oh, I'm being asked where you're training people in Indiana.
Spencer, Indiana.
Spencer, Indiana.
Off the top of my head.
Okay. Apparently there's an Indianan sitting right there wanting to find out about it. What about if you have somebody who trained before the military, trained in the military, and was in an MOS where he trained more often than once a year on the qualification? Then he came out and was a competitive shooter and then a recreational shooter and everything short of being an instructor, and still shoots and talks about shooting all the time and understands theory and technique and all this other stuff, and then wakes up one day and he can't do any of it physically anymore. What How do you approach that kind of a shooter?
Well, it could be part, you know, physical limitation. It could be part just relearning some of the techniques. Unless you've experienced some kind of neurological trauma, it's unlikely that you've forgotten the mental aspect of it.
Right.
The physical aspect sometimes has to be relearned. I dealt with this myself after suffering a pretty debilitating hand injury years ago.
Right.
And I had to come up with, you know, a new way to do things. My disadvantage was I didn't really have anybody to help me. I was able to do it myself, but there was definitely I had to relearn how to do certain small things.
You're a left-handed shooter, right?
Well, yeah, I'm a left-handed shooter with the handgun. I'm a right-handed shooter with the rifle, but I'm trained ambidextrous.
Let me tell you one thing I found out through this. And what we're talking about is we're talking, for those of you that haven't figured this out, we're talking about my loss of the mechanics to shoot since the heart operation. I found out that if I go left-handed, okay, I'm closer to the bullseye left-handed than I am right-handed. And I never used to shoot left-handed. And I've been I got to thinking about this. Well, everything that I had learned and taught and whatever, been taught and everything else just wasn't working. So I just said, well, let's see what happens if I duplicate it. Because I think a lot of what I've got going on is a combination of things. One, I'm shooting agency guns, which have a very advanced trigger on them. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yes, I would agree with that.
The trigger on this is if I know how to operate it, I know exactly how it's supposed to work, and my muscle memory is gone from that finger. On the left hand, though, it seemed like it was more instinctive, and it took me more towards the center line, which is
okay.
The biggest problem is I'm not on the center line. I'm to the left. In some cases, embarrassingly to the left. But with somebody like that, I mean, and I know it's going to vary, like, with your hand injury, how long did it take you to come back from your hand injury?
Well, it took me, the finger actually never actually healed completely. I had basically a 50% loss of feeling in that finger, so half of the finger is just numb.
Right.
And the scar tissue built up around the knuckle to the degree that, you know, some people get an undercut on their Glock because they like to have a higher grip.
Right.
I have to have an undercut on my Glock because of the scar tissue that's on my left hand. But it probably took me about 6 months to really feel comfortable again with running the handgun left-hand primary. And what I did is while I was rehabbing, I just started carrying right-handed because I was already somewhat relatively ambidextrous at that point anyway.
Right.
So I just switched over to right-hand carry until I felt comfortable again using the left hand as my dominant hand. But, yeah, I would say the total process, you know, from beginning to finish is probably about a year's worth of work.
Wow.
And that's just for a finger injury. You know, and again, I might be a little bit more pedantic than some people would be when it comes to you know, feeling like they've got back to their 100% mark. And you know, it's how much time you're able to dedicate to it and the conditions in which you want to meet are going to, you know, dictate as well. My question to you would be, do you feel like you've lost grip strength in either one of your hands?
What I've had happen is, For some reason, prior to the heart attack, I had something. You know what? We'll break this down when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. Sage Dynamics and all the places that you write, tell people how to find that.
SageDynamics.org on the web. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Sage Dynamics. I'm probably more active on Instagram than anything. You can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/SageDynamics. I put a new video up at least every Tuesday. And then I write for Breech Ben Clear and Moderno and occasionally some other places.
I got all this stuff coming all over. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics. This is Lock and Load.
Quincy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Breaking down the barriers, trying to get back where you once were. That's what we're trying to do here, at least with me. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Reactive Gunworks, go check them out. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. You know about Reactive Gunworks, don't you, Aaron?
I do. I know Andrew. He's a good dude. I like him a lot.
Gun store like any other gun store out there.
Yeah, I'll actually I'll be out there teaching a class for him this summer out there in Salt Lake.
If you'll take me with you, I'll bring the scarves and the water, so and you can be like Elvis.
Oh, fantastic. It's going to be good and hot, too.
Yeah, Salt Lake City now. You know you're going to need the scarves and the water. Anyway, you're about to tell we were about to talk about something completely slipped my mind. Do you remember? If you don't, fine, we'll move on.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Let's go then. What were you about to expand on?
Well, my question to you is going to be, do you feel like you've lost equal pressure in your hands? Like, do you feel like one hand can no longer provide the same strength of a grip as the other?
What I was going to talk about was that, do you know what trigger finger is, that hitching in the joints of the finger?
Yeah.
Okay, I had that in my actual trigger finger, the index finger on my right hand. And I had a shot of cortisone in that joint.
Okay.
And while I still have pain in there, I don't have that hitching.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pain in both hands, which is, I'm 55 years old. I mean, I used to be in the martial arts, and I used to punch a lot of things, and, I'm just paying the piper now. So, but at the same time, luckily for me, since most of my guns are agency guns, one of the unintentioned really good side effects of having an agency gun is the grip reduction. So it's a smaller gun in my hands when it's an agency gun. So that doesn't really become a factor, you know?
Okay. Because usually when someone experiences an accuracy issue, the first place I look to is their grip. I know a lot of instructors look towards, the trigger control first, but I've never been a believer, especially with modern firearms, that the solution is in the trigger. The solution usually lies in the grip or with their actual sight picture or recoil anticipation. And since a shooter's sight picture is something I can never actually observe, I can't observe their grip. So
right.
That's generally where I start. And just over hundreds of students, I've had the best luck fixing accuracy issues at the grip. And especially if the issue is they're consistent, not consistently on target. So if they consistently shoot high right or low left or what have you, then that usually tells me immediately that the problem is most likely the grip and not the actual placement on the trigger. Because there's simply just not enough strength in one index finger if they're applying their grip correctly. To cause the gun to shift in a meaningful way. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, that's crazy. But the truth is, there's no technical such thing as slapping the trigger.
Right.
That's something that a lot of people talk about. If your grip is solid, you can slap the trigger as much as you want, and it will not affect your accuracy.
Well, especially with the triggers I'm using.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the triggers I'm using are already at the wall, but they're not. That first pull is pronounced. It's tactile. You do feel it still.
Yes, sir.
One thing I have thought is that possibly there may be a flinch involved at that moment, because I do have what appears in my vision to be a classic sight picture, dead center. I'm using splatter targets, so I get that immediate nice little outline wherever it's hitting. And when I'm putting it where I'm putting it, when I pull the trigger, that all changes, but then it seems like it's right there. So, I mean, if I'm flinching, it's a split-second thing, but that's all it takes, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, your flinch is going to occur. If we go with the actual medical flinch definition, how fast that pathway takes place, it can be just as fast. It can be fast enough to cause a meaningful deviation in round placement.
Right.
Do you find yourself readjusting your grip at all when you shoot,
I find with the 45, not so much with the 9mm, but with the 45, I find my grip loosening, so I have to readjust it
okay.
on my support hand.
Okay. Okay. So what it would be way more helpful if I could watch you shoot. But what it sounds to me like is one of your hands is able to apply more pressure than the other.
Right.
Even if it's not something you necessarily notice. And that could be the largest cause of an accuracy issue, especially if your accuracy issue is consistent. Like you say it is. The next thing I would probably look at is recoil anticipation. And sometimes it's more than one thing. You can have two things, small things combined to create one big problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that there's some things that like a the other thing is one of the other things I've noticed there's nothing unfortunately that any shooting instructor could do for me on this. I take a drug that regulates my heartbeat.
Okay.
So when I get excited, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of things going on. One of the things that, you know, your lungs want when you get excited is oxygenated blood. And I tend to get very short-winded if I get excited or if I really, I was going to the range one day and I had to change a tire. And that particular day, I mean, changing that tire was a major effort on my part, getting that tire up and back on the wheel. Which is something I never would have thought I'd be admitting something like that, but that did happen. And I'm wondering if my breathing is being affected to a degree to where it's pulling it off as well. Could be.
I mean, it's possible, but usually breathing doesn't play into factor unless it's like kind of a convulsive breathing,
right?
You know, like a heaving of the chest, like you're out of breath. Unless we're talking, you know, obviously the further the way the target is, the more breathing is going to play a part. And it's just one of those things that, like, you know, I'm trying to visualize the problem, but until, you know, without actually being able to see you shoot, it's really tough to diagnose specifically what it is.
I know, but I wanted your opinion on it. I wanted your opinion on it because I value it and because, we got a lot of the same friends. They think very highly of you, so hence, so do I.
Well, I appreciate that.
Coming up on the next break, Sage Dynamics. You can catch him, connect with him on his website. He teaches a lot of classes right there in his hometown. But he's willing to come to you if enough of you get together. We'll be right back. My guest is Aaron Cowan. This is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-458-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Training issue, you need to find a trainer that is qualified to help you out with that. Do not settle for a second best. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. My guest this hour from Sage Dynamics is Aaron Cowan. What's your carry gun nowadays?
Field 19, agency.
I've been carrying that a little bit. Although I really prefer, and I don't know why it is, but I really prefer the 17.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm in the minority because the SEALs have picked up the 19 now.
Yeah, the 19 is just it's just a really good size for a compact handgun. I like it a lot. I carry, you know, just a standard flush magazine, my spare carry magazine is a 20 rounder. Now my duty gun is the agency 17, but I don't actually carry that, you know, because I'm just a reserve now, so I don't get to use that nearly as much as far as carry is concerned. And I'll teach with either a 17 or a 19, depending on the class.
Right. The the one thing I have noticed is, like, I have taken I have agency 19, 17, 21. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have the same problem with all three of those.
Okay.
Have the same problem with an undoctored at all Smith & Wesson M&P Shield.
Okay.
So it's all about technique somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, just thinking about it. The problem most likely lies in your grip. There's some kind of inconsistency in the pressure that's being applied to the gun. And it could be a little bit of a recoil anticipation also mixed in there with it. That's the only thing that just comes to mind, because if it's consistent, it is most likely not a sight picture issue. Usually, sight picture issues do not give you a consistent direction of a miss, so to speak.
Right. A lot of work incoming. A lot of work incoming. Is that something that I have to just practice my way away from?
Yeah, well, once you kind of identify what it is, my suggestion is next time you go shoot, just increase the amount of pressure you're putting on the gun with both hands and see if that causes any kind of meaningful shift. And then kind of fine tune it, maybe apply a little bit more pressure with your left and your right, and then vice versa. See if that changes things, and just kind of walk through it to see which hand is causing the problem. Because sometimes you may not be able to feel the difference between your left and your right, or your right and your left, when it comes to which one's not applying the right amount of pressure.
Should a grip on a gun, you know, one of the problems I had in my prior life when I was actually trying to be a golfer, which was hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
I was always told that I was strangling the golf club. Do I need to get, at some point, no matter how I was gripping the gun, it was working. I was hitting where I was aiming.
Yeah. There's two schools of thought on how much pressure you should apply in your grip. And they're both great until we factor in, the ability to repeat the same process as fast as possible, which is to shoot. The only way that you can strangle a gun and actually cause a meaningful problem is if you're physically capable of squeezing the gun hard enough to induce a malfunction, or if you're squeezing the gun so hard that your hands begin to shake, which would be right. A convulsive grip. And those two types of people do exist. Besides that, your hands need to create a vice. They need to hold the gun as stable as possible. And in doing that, that allows you to run the gun faster. I can shoot really, really accurately, literally just by holding the gun in the web of my hand with my thumb and just use my index finger one-handed. I can shoot very accurate in that method, but I can't shoot the gun fast. So if I want to get repeat performance as quick as possible, then I have to basically create a vice, and I have to put the gun in the vice and be able to run the gun fast.
So what you're describing to me is I only need to have a grip enough to where the gun doesn't move while I pull the trigger.
Exactly.
Need to keep the gun still while I pull the trigger.
The more pressure you apply, the less recoil you're going to have to deal with as far as recoil affecting your ability to get repeat accuracy. Because your main goal with recoil mitigation is to get your sight picture back faster.
Right.
So me, I use a borderline convulsive grip. I squeeze the gun very, very hard. And I've never had it create any kind of accuracy issue. And I teach people to squeeze the gun very, very hard. And I've taken shooters who are shooting consistently left or consistently right or consistently low or inconsistent in general. And at the end of an 8 or 16 hour course of fire, by using my grip method, now it's not the grip method, it's just my grip method, they were consistently hitting more accurate and they were able to do so much faster.
Now, the next question I would have to ask is one thing I thought about doing, and it was suggested. Okay. I ran into a listener who's a SWAT officer at the range, and
he
was talking about me shooting one-handed. If I go out there and I tried it once or twice, but I really didn't try it that much. If I go out there and I'm shooting one-handed, and I'm more along the center line than I am when I'm shooting two-handed, is that going to be an indicator that the biggest problem I've got is with my support hand?
Well, potentially, yeah. One-hand diagnostics can definitely help you short-circuit finding a solution for what's actually causing the problem. You should be practicing one-handed shooting anyway, so it's definitely a good reason to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
And again, if shooting one-handed, you should be able to shoot just as accurate one-handed as you can with two. It's just obviously you're losing 50% of your support on the gun, so you probably
right.
wouldn't be able to do it as fast. But the mechanics are, you know, they remain the same. Yeah, I would suggest giving that a try and just seeing what happens.
The interesting thing is that left-handed, I'm more on the center line, and one-handed, I'm more on the center line. So I'm just trying to whittle it down and everything. Do I need to go and do a lot of dry firing practice as well when I'm here, running the slide, pull the trigger, run the slide, release, pull the trigger, that kind of thing?
Dry fires is really the only way to overcome recoil anticipation. So if you feel like you are in spinning recoil or you think that might be a cause of the problem,
right?
Dry fire is the only way that I'm aware of to overcome that. There's never anything wrong with dry fire. I do dry fire every day.
I hear you. Dry firing these agency guns is about almost like a joy.
Yeah.
It's almost like fun. Almost like fun. How is the agency classified running for you?
Like a sewing machine. I'm up to just shy of 4,000 rounds fired at this point. Because I had two back-to-back, well, basically three back-to-back handgun classes. I haven't had a lot of time to spend on it, but it's a damn good rifle. I'm really happy with it.
I'm about to talk to them about mine. We're coming up on the last break. Sage Dynamics, that's where you can find Aaron Cowan. In addition to, he writes some of the best articles with, this is Aubrey. He looks like a linebacker, but you remind me, if you were a football player, you'd be like Alan Page. Very cerebral and don't want to get hit by it at all. That kind of, you know what I'm saying? That may be a little before your time, but understand me, that's a compliment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town. and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan. He is the chief instructor at Sage Dynamics. In addition to, is it fair enough to call you a test pilot with Agency Arms?
I think they believe that they refer to me as an asset. So I guess that would work. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Well, I'm supposed to be an agent, but right now I'm sort of like Bond in Skyfall, trying to rehab, but, you know, everybody's probably looking at me going, there's no harm in stepping down. Shut up. Anyway. Anyway, so I'm, you know. Yes, I know that you are one of the assets, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I want you to know that the biggest reason that I have decided to really rededicate to the gun craft as far as the handgun part is we've had this conversation before where I talked about this kit that I carry, the ISIS welcome wagon bag, which I will still carry that.
Oh, absolutely.
But I have also come to this full understanding and belief that I have to master the handgun, because the handgun is probably, I'm probably going to have to cannibalize whatever I take off of their bodies if some really bad guys are operating in front of me. That's the way I would have to operate there, because I'm not going to be able to go back there and get that bag.
Yes.
And it's probably going to be in a very crowded area. Now, once I have gotten this thing down to where I'm hitting where I want to hit, one of the things I've never done with a handgun of this type. Now, when I used to shoot silhouettes with single action cowboy type guns, you know, 357, 44 magnums.
Yeah.
But that was more. It was all designed about shooting those silhouettes.
Okay.
Do I need to get out there and start working at the 50 yard mark? And I mean, you've done some shots with the agency pistols at what, 200 yards?
No, the furthest I've hit steel with one of the agency guns is 400.
400 yards.
Yeah, I did a 400 yard shot. But since I wasn't filming it, there's no proof. So it might as well not happen. I've got 200 meter hits on video. But my thing is I go from when I think about distances, I always think most likely to least likely. The most likely handgun distance is going to be very, very close. There are a few examples of people taking, you know, self-defense, quote-unquote self-defense shots at 50, 70, 100, 150 meters with a handgun. But that is less likely. You should know that you're capable of hitting a man-sized target at that distance. But I spend much more time working on my proficiency at closer ranges. Because at closer ranges, you may be, quote-unquote, easier, the target may be easier to hit. However, you have less time to do it.
So, right.
I'm bigger on I don't want to say common ranges, because every gunfight is going to be unique, but more possible distances, if that makes any sense.
It does, but I'm just my training before was I was quite arrogant about it, you know, because I would be like, well, I don't really need to do this because that's probably never going to happen. And, you know, when I was telling everybody that, I was also never thinking that I'd wind up in a hospital bed with some new divots in my chest, too. That never occurred to me as well. So now that I have made it through that and everything, I'm thinking to myself, one of the things that I came away with martial arts with is that in the martial arts, I was a kicker, and I could kick high. And my high kicking, my training with the high kicking was good because it made the low kicking easier.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I'm thinking that if I get out there and push it out a little bit once I've got this down to where I get comfortable with, because right now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not really comfortable stepping up to the range. And all I'm doing is standing in a bay and shooting at a target about, I don't know, not very far away.
Mm-hmm.
20 feet.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely something you need to practice. Don't get me wrong. I mean, every chance I get, when I do my personal practice, I'll either put hits on paper at 50, 75 meters, or I'll run on the steel at an even greater distance than that. Just to make sure that, you know, I haven't done anything that caused me to lose that ability.
Right. I'm just trying to set out the course, but of course, right now the biggest issue I'm going to have is trying to get back on the center line. Now, once I have done that, should I be making note in my head, or actually make notes? Should I be documenting so that I keep everything straight in my head, what I'm doing, what I'm adjusting, all of this other stuff?
I mean, I would, just to make sure you kind of take a shortcut in the event that you have to correct it again. Any kind of meaningful adjustment to the way you do things, be it grip, sight picture, trigger control, what have you, find some way to make a record of that. So in the future, if you need to make other adjustments, you can figure out what was the last thing you changed.
Right. Well, you know, the biggest once, even the first day that I do this, the first day I get it back on the center line, I need to go back right back the next day and try to duplicate that, don't I?
Oh, definitely.
Have you, and besides your YouTube channel, has anybody ever gotten up with you and said, hey, how would you like to make a DVD? Or are you ever going to consider that? Because I know...
Well, you know, I actually did a DVD probably about 4 years ago, way before I should have done one. And I've considered doing like basically redoing the DVD all over again. Basically, you know, because there's stuff that I taught in defense of handgun fundamentals then that I don't teach anymore, that I've modified or I've changed. So I'd almost like be doing like a defense of handgun fundamentals 1.0. Just to show, you know, things that I do differently now versus what I was doing 4 years ago. Obviously, the whole most of the curriculum remains the same, but there are some significant changes to the way I approach certain topics.
That would be interesting. I think there's actually more value in doing a YouTube video the way you do them than I think DVDs have, because DVDs are long. And you don't really get them, but at the same time, if you're doing it on YouTube, you're basically doing it for free.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it becomes you're an artist, Aaron. Shouldn't just give that stuff away.
Well, I don't mind doing the video, quote unquote, for free, because every now and then, you know, I get a student in a class who the whole reason they're standing there on the line is because they watch one of my YouTube videos or they follow the YouTube channel. So for me, it's just, it's part, you know, getting good knowledge out there, and it's part marketing.
Tell everybody how to find Aaron Cowan.
Website is stagedynamics.org. I'm on Instagram at stagedynamics, Twitter as well. And then you can find my articles occasionally on breachbangclear.com and Monderno.com. And the YouTube is youtube.com/stagedynamics.
And just about anything where they're going to debut an agency arms product.
Yeah, if there's something new coming around, I'll have something to do with it.
You got to debut. Now, I don't even know if we can talk about this. Parks had alluded to a project that is primarily yours. Is that something that we can't talk about yet?
Well, I mean, I can't tell people what it is. But there's
okay. Well, we're running out of time anyway. I'm just trying to set up.
There's something pretty. It's going to have a niche market.
Right.
But it's going to be fantastically awesome. And
yeah,
it's going to be the handgun variety.
Yes, and I'm getting the idea it's going to be sort of better than the Nock, which that's got to be something to see.
Well, I think the Nock's awesome. I just don't want to shoot it from retention. I'm afraid to set my clothes on fire. But
had never thought of it that way.
You can't beat a built-in compensator on a Glock, though.
Anyway. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir. Take care of that throat. I hope you're talking more powerful as the day goes on.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you next time.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, more of Me and You. Monday night, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.